Elsa.
You are listening to the La Tavola Marque Radio Network. Good morning, hello, and welcome. Thank you so much for downloading our little podcast from Italy.
Ciao, I'm Ashley.
And I'm Jason, and together we own and operate La Tavola Marque Agriturismo in beautiful Piobico, Italy.
Yes, it is a gorgeous, gorgeous day today.
Oh, here he is. Well, we'll keep going. Pierangelo just arrived to plow the fields, but we have to finish setting up. We're coming to you on a beautiful, beautiful Wednesday morning, the 24th of April. It's early, and we have a lot to talk about. The clock is now ticking.
Technically, we already recorded this, and then the batteries died. We have to redo it, which is hysterical. We're racing the clock, but we wanted to put out a podcast.
You guys can hear that, but... That is the sound of a diesel motor starting up and tilling my field, tilling my garden. I love it.
It is. It's a good sound. It means you don't have to be doing it by hand with a Zapatrice, rototiller.
What will take me a week and a half to do by hand can be done in 20 minutes with that beautiful, beautiful tractor.
So we have wonderful neighbors out here, and we don't own a tractor of our own.
Which we need.
Yes. And our tiny garden is quite large for a vegetable and fruit garden. However, it's small scale compared to the fields surrounding us that are farmed. So asking a neighbor who's on their tractor if they can come by, you know, after lunch just to plow the garden isn't a big deal. Offer some wine, a little meat and cheese, and we're good to go. So luckily when we came home last night, shockingly, Pierangelo was already halfway through doing the next step, and we thought, all right, we're moving right along.
Yep, we had about a week ago it was plowed, because last week the sound of diesel engines could be heard all through the valley as the nice weather came out and the farmers got their fields ready for planting. And now that it's rested a few days, now we can do the tilling, and then today or tomorrow, Basilio, another one of our friends, everyone gets to do one step of the process.
Yeah, they're all over 60.
Yes, he will come over and he'll put in the rows, and then we can start planting the potatoes and throwing the poop and getting the...
Getting
it really going.
I know, we pulled out the tomato poles.
Tomato poles are ready. Carolyn's seeds are coming up. And if you haven't seen, Ashley has been making some videos on how to start seeds. And she's to the transplanting phase. And the next phase after that is right to the garden.
I know it. That'll be great. And we also got our lettuces planted and redid our herb garden a bit. So it's starting to feel like spring. It's coming together.
It is. We've had a busy, busy week, which is why this podcast is late. Starting with... a butchery course that we did last weekend. When did we do that?
A couple of days ago,
near Urbino with our...
Please, I don't know what day today is, so...
Today is Wednesday, the 24th of April. Thank you so much for joining us. We did it with our friends Carlo and Gigia, who own a pig farm outside of Urbino, and they have a breed of pig called the Cintacinese, which is a type of pig from Tuscany. I know we've talked about this before.
Yes. The distinguishing characteristics are the color. It's a black with a kind of a pink or white stripe along the belly most often, and it's got a higher fat content.
It's just got a nice, they take longer to grow, and they taste much better, and they have a huge, beautiful fat cap on the, just around them, beautiful.
Fat back.
But it was great, and it's a great, people really find it interesting because there's not too many places where you even can see a half an animal just laying before you and get to watch one and then do one.
No, I mean, you've worked in tons of restaurants. You've even worked at a butcher shop in Central Station.
No, we'll get the whole pieces. We'll get the shoulder, you'll get the whole belly, or you get the whole leg, but you won't get the whole half an animal. Mm-hmm. And that's what he had a whole animal hanging in his fridge. And the first half he broke out and showed us, and you watch one. And then the next one was to do one. And it was great, totally hands-on. And we saw each piece come apart and how you use that and what you would do with it. And then we took some of the pieces downstairs and put them under salt to cure them. We saw.
And I have the pancetta video too, the rolled pancetta video made with them.
Yeah, so it's just really interesting. You see it from, I mean, you see it when you walk up, you see the pigs hanging out and walking around, and then you see it all the way to the finished prosciuttos and pancettas and salamis that are hanging in the finishing cooler. So
my favorite part is towards the end when he starts saying, "What do you want to have for lunch?" And he starts cutting the pieces of pork chops.
Yeah, yeah. What do you want to have for lunch? You want to have some pancetta? Should we do some bistec? It was too much lunch. Oh my god, so much lunch. It was all delicious.
You were just like slicing off pieces of lard to put on the bread.
Oh man, great lardo over the onion tart that she made that was it was a little overcooked, but man, it was delicious. I love when it gets burny. I personally love it kind of burny on the sides, but that's just me.
Yeah, with the nice pat of lard on top.
We also got the chickens this week. Yay, chickens. They're all happy and healthy and
they're
doing
getting
well.
Along really well. I like them. The black ones are really cool. The Marchigiani, they're a bit smaller. And the color black is really cool and it's almost got hints of blue to it.
So in typical Italian fashion, I ordered 20 hens, 15 of which were brown. 5 I wanted the black Marchigiani. I ordered 1 rooster and 1 turkey. And what showed up was 10 hens, no turkey, no rooster. So
we should be expecting a phone call today from the hardware store.
Yeah, they better be bringing my turkeys today.
I know.
That's
and I hope everyone gets
on.
Along now that they've all been there for a few days, you know?
Yeah.
This is when we'll really see the pecking order.
Yeah, but they're ready to be. So we keep them for the first couple weeks in their little hen house to get them accustomed and just get them.
Call it home.
Yeah,
home.
No, that's home.
That's where they get fed.
The sights, the smells, all that. And then we'll let them out into the middle paddock. We have like a big fence with plenty of space for them.
The playpen.
We call it the playpen. And then eventually we'll let them out and just free roam and around. So they really are free range chickens.
I know. It's fun. I love it when they do their chicken run. But they drive me crazy. It's like then I have to start making sure the flowers are either up or pots are full because they like to, for some reason, nest in the flower pots. But
and for some reason, with all the grass and all the land we have around, and they love to poop only on the stone. So
no, I think they poop everywhere.
Okay, fine. They poop everywhere. But the percentage of stone to grass is so great that it seems like there's more poop on the stone than there would be out there.
I wish we could get goose.
Oh, man. We had geese. We from Carlo and Gigi's, we brought home 2 goose eggs. Geese eggs? Goose eggs. And made a frittata out of one of them. And the other one we'll probably scramble up for breakfast this morning. But those were good.
I know.
Huge
they end
yolks.
Up in the pool, though.
The geese?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And if you think that chicken poop's bad, I'm sure that's even worse.
Geese are mean.
I know, but they protect the hens from the fox, I've heard. That they make a lot of noise and hiss and stuff.
I know, they're mean.
I know.
Don't like them.
It would be kind of cool. They'd be like the welcoming committee. Hello. Buongiorno.
So also right now we are in the middle of preparing to go get our wine.
Ah, yes.
This afternoon I'm going to go see about renting a big, huge, a big van that we will take all of our demijohns, which are these glass teardrop-looking canisters in a basket, and that's what you take down to the wineries to get them filled up for your vino sfuso, or loose wine.
And they're about 54 liters?
Comes in several sizes. The big ones are 54 liters. There's 28 liters, 18 liters, 10 or 12 liters, whatever. And we have a bunch of those, so we'll throw those into the van. We'll leave early in the morning. We'll drive about an hour and a half south. And
fill her up.
Phil, start working our way back the other way with different. When we'll get about 6 or 7 wines, we'll get 3 red and usually 3 or 4 white.
Yes, it's going to be good. I love this day.
Yeah, it's
except we are exhausted. You come home so
You come home
so
just
pooped. And the only bummer is that Friday starts the beer fest in Apecchio, or maybe it's only on Friday night, but I was hoping to go. But if anyone is in the Apecchio area this weekend, they're having a whole food and gastronomy festival. So I'd check it out for sure, especially Friday night, starting at, I think, 8:30.
Yeah, we will be just finishing unloading wine, and there's no way I'm going to going to want to go to that. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. You know how much I love to stay out late and party.
Oh, my gosh. You know what else we have to talk about? We forgot to. The interview.
Oh, shoot. That's right. So this is hysterical. Well, I'll let you tell the whole story.
I'll start. You follow up.
Okay.
So I had no idea.
I'll put the microphone down.
I had no idea. The other day, Jason was gone doing grocery shopping. Beep, beep. Car pulls up. I had just gotten out of the shower. My hair's soaking wet. And it's Rye, the, what would you say? The,
so the state-run news channel. So, like, there's Rye 1, 2, and 3, and that's...
That's it.
That's it. Kind of like RTL in the Netherlands or Canadian Broadcasting Company or BBC.
Something like that.
Something
okay.
like that. Except not as prestigious as the BBC.
For the story it is. So I like to pretend. I like to think it was the BBC. The Biebs.
It is not as prestigious as the BBC.
Whose dog is barking?
Who do you think?
Dodgy's here too?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, sorry. Back to the story. So they pull up and they just want to take a bunch of, they ask if they can take some image shots, just some shots of the outside and the house. And I'm like, sure, whatever. And I realized I have my hair wet, which is like a total blasphemia in Italian culture to go out with your hair wet. And I thought, oh my God, if they film me like this, I will look like such a crazy lady. So thankful, whatever, they do their little thing and they're on their way. Okay. Don't think twice. I get a call from Ilaria, the girl from town who, brought them over, and she said, oh, can you come by the castle before we do the transmission of the video? Maybe you could say a few words. That's what I understood her to say. Thank God I changed my clothes. It was after we'd done the butchering thing. And I show up at the castle. Jason didn't end up going. I see all these news trucks, and I'm thinking, what the hell is going on? I had to do a live interview on Rye, and I was so freaking nervous. I looked like I was had the giggles or something.
You looked you just kept smiling. Like, even when the guy wasn't talking to you, you just kept smiling. Like
I was so nervous. I kept thinking, I hope I understand what he's saying. I hope I don't space out or black out and just start talking about something else completely. I hope my Italian is right. Oh, my God. And I don't know. It was ridiculous. And pretty instantaneously, we started receiving messages. People started stopping by to meet us. Someone stopped by to try to sell us their house.
Okay, this is the most hysterical thing in the entire world. This guy gets out of his house, comes up, gets out of his car, sorry, comes up, hands in his pocket, big glasses, the shirt. This is Sunday at like 4 something. He gets out. Hello, can I help you? Buonasera. Yes. I saw the transmission yesterday, and I live over the hill, another town about 20 minutes away, and I thought, yes, these are the ones. He comes, starts telling us, we talk, small talk for a little bit. He came over to try to sell us his house, which was...
Well, first of all, there's a lot of interest.
A lot
it's
of interest.
Right
he
now.
Goes, listen, I know, I've had calls from people in one woman in Milan and another in Rome who are very interested. So you
very
have to,
interested.
You must act fast.
But I think it should be you.
But I think it should be yours. And we start, yo, okay. We ask him about it. I ask, is it apartments or rooms or what? It has five. Well, it has the possibility of five apartments.
How many bathrooms?
Well, it has the possibility of as many as you'd like.
So, is the house habitable?
Parts of it.
Basically, he came to sell us a ruin, and we were nothing about this interview said we were in the market or we were looking. It was just hysterical and so bizarre that he showed up, and then he wouldn't leave.
He just hung. He wanted to talk and hang out.
To keep talking about it.
He let us know that the price he was asking is a gift. He is giving this house away, and act fast.
Oh, it was just crazy.
But we've had a lot of Italians contact us in the last couple of days.
My favorite was, I'm being wooed.
Oh, yes. We have a winery that's trying to woo us. They're sending over
a representative
to talk to us and would like to have us feature their wines here. They're from their winery here in La Marche.
I'd like to open that invitation to any winery. Or food production that would like me to sample their goods.
Oh, yes. I'm into swag.
I would really welcome that, and I would take it seriously, and I would be happy to give you any information how to just get this delivered or shipped to our door, and I would happily consider it. Happily. Open invitation.
So it's just kind of funny. We feel like big shots for a couple of days because we've had a lot of wonderful people from all over Italy contact us.
Oh, yes, someone from Macerata, a family from Macerata, emailed us and they said that they saw the transmission and their mother would like to make dinner for Jason and to even though he wasn't on it, but to say she wanted to teach him some of her family recipes,
which is great. This is what I love. So it'll be great. I'm sure this Sunday too, and maybe even Thursday when with the festivals, I'm sure we'll get a lot more drop-bys. The drop-bys were crazy on Sunday.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was like every 20 minutes someone else was stopping and coming by, but it was wonderful.
It was funny.
And
in town, you said at the...
Oh, my goodness. We went to town yesterday on Tuesday to Fusciani's and get a porchetta sandwich and do some shopping. And there was a lot of Ashley talk.
I like this.
Oh, my goodness.
No, it's good. It was hysterical, but anyway.
So through your listener suggestions and listener questions, we are going to answer some of them today. And I want to just take a second to thank everyone for listening. And thank you for sending in your questions. If you have anything you want us to talk about or think would be interesting or something we get wrong, because, of course, you know we do no research.
None
or
whatsoever.
Have any information that we know to be truly accurate on this podcast at all, I promise.
Literally. Literally. Nothing is factual.
So go ahead. Go ahead. What's the question
this
week?
So this week's kind of Q&A is on family travel. Big city versus country. So we get a lot of questions from parents. What can we do for a whole week? Would my kids be entertained? Is there really enough to do to stay a whole week? And this was just coincided with John's question as well, saying, as parents, we tend to think that our kids will only be entertained in the big city. And what maybe you guys could expand on that. So I thought that was a great point. So let's first start like small here. If you were staying here for a week, what would you recommend?
Well,
For
families. Well, kids don't leave the pool, first off, right? The kids love to hang out by the pool. There's hiking all over. I'm staring up at a ruin that's right across the way from our house that you can hike up to.
It's a thousand-year-old castle ruin.
Thousand-year-old castle ruin, Monte Reperto.
So, I mean, things like that, your imagination runs wild. Out here, we are so deep in the country and green and next to the, in these foothills and the forest behind us that kids, it feels like they're camping. I don't know. Kids love it out here.
Everyone seems to just relax. It's really peaceful. Well, I don't know if you can hear the tractor that sounds like it is in our front yard right now, but it's really peaceful and everyone kind of just seems to mellow out and relax out here and just take a deep breath, you know?
Mm-hmm. You can walk down to the river.
You can go wade through the river. You can walk in the summertime. You can, in fact, walk the whole river and just take your shoes off and walk down a walk down it.
Go horseback riding right here.
Absolutely. On our road, horseback riding. There's foraging, of course, taking a cooking class. The kids.
Kids love it.
Kids love to walk through the garden and pick the vegetables. And it's surprisingly shocking how many kids don't know what a carrot looks like or where it comes from or what a, what potatoes or what tomatoes look like on the vine. So
it's really true. Like when Jason takes the kids down and walks them through the garden, it's so different than having like their parent do it and be like, all right, this is a tomato. And they're like, all right, whatever. Stop forcing me to eat vegetables, mom. But here they're like, oh my God, this is cool. And they'll just start eating it straight off the vine. And it is incredible. You'll see kids eating raw carrots that only eat, canned soup or things like that. It's just really wonderful to see. And they like to get their hands dirty. If kids are here in August and September in particular, we like to put their little hands to work in the garden to pick the tomatoes and then do swim breaks and then go everyone into the pool quick.
especially in the July and August season, it's pretty much family time. So mm-hmm. There's always other kids here from all over Europe and America, and kids never really seem to be bored. And
no, there's tons of games and they make up games like kids used to do, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of, you go out and play. I mean, we have a big, huge field. You can kick the ball around. You can go, hunt for stuff. You get a stick. You poke around.
I know.
You kind of just run around like you...
We had the little boy, Julian, who collected the bugs.
He did. He collected bugs all week long, and he made a little house for him. He had a little clear plastic, like, cage thing for him. And then at the last day before he left, he called the Liberation Day, and he
was so cute. He was 5 or 6, this little Italian boy, who looked like the kid from Jerry Maguire.
A little bit, yeah.
Little sunglasses, except he was cuter because he would wear, like, Ramones t-shirts.
AC/DC and, t-shirts, yeah.
And he looked out the window and he said, "Buongiorno, Jason. Oggi è il giorno di liberazione." And today is the day of liberation. And he let the bugs go. And I just thought, I've never seen a 5-year-old like that. It was so cute. And he also was the same kid who traveled with his chocolate cookbook, and you guys made a dessert together.
That is true. That's right. We do have pictures of that.
Other things around here.
Well, now, yeah. So now if you want to get in the car.
Yeah, if you want to get in the car, and within, I mean, obviously there's local villages that are 10, 15 kilometers away. But you could go to the coast, which is about 45, 50 kilometers to the Adriatic Sea, and go to the beach. We have a friend with a yacht, and you can go out and do a lunch trip to nowhere and swim in the sea, jump off the boat. There's all the family parks, like the Fantasia Land and the Dolphin Show. And
excellent.
There's a bunch of that stuff along the coast.
Yeah.
There's awesome race cars. What are those?
Oh, the carts.
Go-karts.
Go-karts all over the place. The Italians are fascinated with go-karts. There's go-karting. Walking along Fano and people watching is great. You can go into the Romagnolo Riviera of Riccione and Gabice Mare and Rimini.
Rimini. And up there they also have one of those like tree parks where you can like kids are strapped in and you jump from like you're kind of not bungee jumping, but it's on zip lines and stuff. That looks really cool. And there's Fursaci Caves.
A little bit further, Fursaci Caves. Closer to home, there's the Furlough Gorge, 45 minutes from our house in the other direction. So instead of going towards the sea, you go a little south, and then west is the medieval town of Gubbio.
Also, the best thing I would suggest, especially if you're staying somewhere out in the country, something like an agriturismo is also, or finding apartments or a small country home that you can rent is probably much more economical for a family because you can cook at home. You have a lot more space than staying at a hotel in a big city, and you can really feel like make it your home base for a while and unpack and get comfortable and go shopping at the little local villages, which is fun. And I don't know, make a... Depending on how old your kids are, make it like a gelato tour. So every village you visit, you make sure to stop at a gelato shop and you guys grade it or try different flavors at every one. I don't know. I would do something like that too.
You pump your kids full of
gelato.
Sugar.
But also make sure that if you're staying in the countryside that your vacation includes a weekend because there are so many great festivals throughout the summer.
Oh my God. Starting from this weekend all the way through end of November. Well, all the way through. There's... Every single weekend, there's something going on. There's sagras, which are food festivals, or the fiera, which is the like the big, huge traveling markets. What else is
medieval festivals?
Medieval festivals
with the sword fighting and the archery, the crossbow tournaments, and things like that. It's a blast.
The rally cars come through here during the summer. They every year they have the Rally of San Marino, and that's usually in the beginning of July. And you can go just, I mean, literally 2 or 3 kilometers from our house, you park your car and you walk 15 minutes into the hills, and you watch the rally cars come by at crazy speeds on these roads that
you got to check the map.
Yeah, this year where it goes.
Oh, and speaking of those, Giro d'Italia is coming up.
Doesn't come through us this year.
I know, but it's coming up soon. It's normally like the second
week of May.
Yeah.
So that's definitely coming up. I'm excited. It's starting. I'm looking at a few hundred wine bottles. Well, what did we have? How many more wine bottles?
I think it's like 360.
360 wine bottles left to clean.
Woo!
We're going tomorrow morning. We should get moving.
I know it. All right, wrap this bad boy up.
Well, thank you all very, very much for listening. We really appreciate it. If you liked what you hear and you're interested, the only thing we ask from you is to tell a friend, tell a coworker, tell a family member. And
someone who's going to Italy.
Spread the love. Spread the word. We really appreciate it. And because of you, is you guys listening, which is still ridiculous. I can't believe there's people listening. This is why we do this. Hopefully try to do this.
We do it for you.
We do it for you. Always for you.
We do it for you, Ted, on the R train heading into the city, stuck in traffic.
Exactly.
Little slice of life of the country living.
But thank you very much for listening. Bring us home. Where can they find us?
You can find us at letavlamarque.com, letavlamarque.blogspot.com, on Facebook, Twitter, Vimeo, YouTube, LinkedIn, all of it at Letava Lamarque. And it is spelled LATAVOLAMARCHE. And you can shoot us an email through our Facebook page or info@letavlamarque.com.
Well, there you go. Thank you so much for listening again. And from the gorgeous, sunny, beautiful
La 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 La
Lamarque, Italy. Until we speak to you again next time, thanks so much. Have a great week.
Ciao.